Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time to bring in Bill Shanks, who is the host of The Bill Shanks Show, 93.1 FM in Macon, 99.5 FM in Warner Robins. That's Monday through Friday from 3 until 7. Can also catch Bill's work at Macon.com. Good morning, sir. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing great. Good morning, David. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning to you, and let's just jump right to it. Let's just get right on in. Atlanta Braves. As the Braves turn, we've been talking earlier about Dayton Moore. What do you think is going to happen with that situation?
It may depend on what happens to the results of the investigation, which will probably be announced after the World Series is over. If John Hart is implicated in the investigation, I think it would be very difficult for him to continue on as any significant role, power player for the Braves. And then it just depends on what the Braves are going to do to clean up this mess. They are without a leader right now, really, because they're in a holding pattern. Hart is, I guess, in charge right now. He led the organizational meetings last week, or disorganizational meetings last week in Orlando, but they tried to do as much work as they could to prepare for the offseason with the people who they do have in place. But if the Braves are looking for someone to run the entire organization, and if they are prepared to compensate Dayton Moore, and if John Schultz asks him to come back to Atlanta, I still think there's a very good chance he could come.
Now, if it isn't Dayton Moore, do you have some other candidates that you think would be high profile, or, you know, high priority for the Braves to go after outside of Moore?
There have been some names mentioned, Sam, but those names are the ones that have been mentioned in conjunction with the search that supposedly John Hart is conducting. I don't know. I've not been able to determine whether or not any formal interviews have taken place for the GM position. The names that have been mentioned, including Dan Jennings, former Marlins manager and general manager, another assistant general manager with the Nationals, whose name I can just never remember. I'll look it up here, but I can never remember this man's name. I guess I need to. Here it is, Doug Harris. Doug Harris. And Ben Cherington's been mentioned, the former Red Sox general manager. But I don't know how legitimate those names are. You know, a lot of times when there are general manager openings or managerial openings, a lot of the names that get floated around are floated by agents or people themselves. So who knows? And who knows whether Hart is able to truly pick the next general manager.
Let me ask you, I saw you got into Twitter yesterday with some, maybe it was with some folks about John Schuerholz. So how does this guy, this MLB reporter, John Heyman, call you John Schuerholz's ghostwriter if you're denying that that's what you are? I mean, how did all that happen? Or have you ever talked to John Heyman?
Well, September 13th, John Heyman wrote an article about the Braves' managerial situation, which was 4 days after I had written a column for the Telegraph saying that Brian Sicker should return. And it was kind of funny. I was in a commercial break at the radio station doing my show, and our internet was down. It was right after the storm, and our internet wasn't very good, and I didn't have a very good cell signal. And I walked outside to try to see if I could get anything, any latest news. I'm like, you know, the world could come to an end, and we may not know. Our studio is kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And John Heyman tweet popped up on my phone, and I clicked on it. It was about Brian Sicker, whether the Braves would bring you back. And I, like, scrolled down, and all of a sudden, there's my name. And I was a little taken aback by it. But, yes, he wrote that Freddie Freeman had gone to management to take up and to lobby for the return of Brian Sicker, and then his next line was something along the lines of Bill Shanks, a local writer who was so close to John Schuerholz, he's considered his ghostwriter, also has written that Sicker should return, which means that's coming from Schuerholz. So so people believe that. I didn't address it at the time. I waited until after the situation kind of hit the fan on October the 2nd. I actually contacted John Schuerholz and let him know that it had happened. I didn't know that if he knew, and we had a conversation about it. He and I, of course, are the only two that completely know that it's untrue. And then I did contact John Heyman and emailed him twice. We're supposed to have a phone conversation about it to tell him that he had been given wrong information and was really, I mean, I know who did it. I know who leaked the information to him. And let's just say he's no longer working for the Atlanta Braves. And I think they did that to try to discredit anything I was going to write about the managerial situation. The sad part is, I mean, it's a lie. And it's a lie because I've never gotten any information, scoop, from John Schuerholz in my life. I've talked to him. I've had conversations with him. I've interviewed him. I've had him on my show. I've interviewed him numerous times. But as far as someone giving me any information that I use in a story or anything to shape my opinions, that's never happened. And it was a lie. And unfortunately, people out there believe it and think that I've been protecting John Schuerholz. And the bottom line is, John Schuerholz is a 77-year-old man who for the last couple of years has had his concentration on SunTrust Park. He has he's living in Florida half the time, or a good portion of the time. I don't know about half the time. A good portion of the time he's living down in Florida near where the new spring training home will be. I'm sure that he'll have a part in the new spring training home. But as far as the inner workings of what went on for him to be held accountable for anything in this scandal, it's just not correct. Now, did he know anything going on? I'm sure there was knowledge of some things. I can't sit here and say that he didn't have any knowledge whatsoever. But as far as in the mix and in the loop and in the circle of how this team was being run the last couple of years when these allegations have occurred, he was not there, and he was just moved out. He's been moved out of that loop. So, but that's kind of the story of that, and it's unfortunate that I would be dragged into it. And it's a lie. It's an outright lie, and it's also unfortunate that some people would believe that. I've had, obviously, like everybody who writes or talks, we talk to people, we have sources, but John Schuerholz has never been one.
So, did you and Heyman get this worked out or not?
Well, he emailed me back the first time and didn't apologize. He said he may have been too strong in his words, and then I've emailed him again, and we're supposed to have a phone conversation about it. But I reiterated my frustration that he would be given a lie and run with it and print with it instead of asking me or John Schuerholz or someone else about it. And he said we'd have a phone conversation, so we'll see.
Where is he located?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Not
I mean,
that it
he's
matters.
A national writer, and you know, he's at the. I think he was at the Dodgers series because I saw him on MLB Network last. Matter of fact, when I was doing my show yesterday, I looked up and he was on TV, and I said, "Hold on, Russ, we better make sure I'm not being talked about here." But he, he's just a national writer, and he's on MLB Network a great deal. I think he used to work for CBS and maybe Yahoo. I'm not sure, but he's now with Fan Rag magazine or something. But it's unfortunate that that would be done, but I think since I was for the return of Brian Snicker, and there were some who did not want that to happen, they wanted to try to discredit me and make people think that I was getting my thoughts. And you know, look, I have a lot of people I talk with. You do, David. We've been around for a long time, so we're going to know a lot of people. But I think most people know my opinions are fairly original.
Absolutely, absolutely. Talking with Bill Shanks.
Bill, with this scandal kind of hanging over the team, it was kind of under the radar a little bit that they broke ground on that new spring training facility down in Northport, Florida, down a little further south than where they're at right now. But when are they supposed to start playing there? Is that how much longer are they at Wild World of Sports?
Next year.
Okay, so this coming spring training will be their last in Wide World of Sports?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And
and
obviously everybody with the organization and around the organization seems to think this is the best move. It's mainly just because of the regional playing of the games down there in the Grapefruit League, right? They're closer to the teams they'll be playing now?
Yes, they realized with Houston moving to West Palm Beach from Kissimmee, the Nationals also moving to West Palm Beach from Vieira, that they really didn't have very many teams around them. They had the Tigers, who were 35 miles to the south in Lakeland. They had the Yankees, who were, I think, 50, 60 miles, but it could take them longer because of the interstate, in Tampa. That, and everybody else was south of there in the Clearwater and Sarasota area. And so they, I think, realized that it was very important for travel purposes, because those guys do not want to be on the road all during the month of March. Spring training is great, and I love it. You guys know I do. But it is a long 6 weeks, and the last thing they want to do is be on the road going to a spring training game for a long periods of time. And they're not being spoiled guys who you fly on first class to every destination. It's just they want to rest. They want some time to rest and prepare for the season and not be on the road doing it. So, and plus with the minor leaguers, it was very limited for the minor leaguers to have no close teams by, because that's a very difficult process to have the minor league games in the mid-March, to load half of them up on a bus and send them away on a road trip, which, if it's, you know, more than an hour away, is just difficult. So having teams close by will make the logistics for spring training much more manageable, and that's what they're looking for. If not, they may have stayed in Disney for a long time with upgrades that were needed after 20 years, but they don't have anybody around them.
Talking with Bill Shanks as the Braves turn, and I know I brought up something from a couple of weeks ago, but also something you had written this past weekend, too, I wanted to ask you about concerning, I guess it's kind of what Sam had started with and kind of what we were talking about here. Is the scandal going to end up being worse than we thought, or what it is? Or, I mean, do we have so many more questions we don't know right now?
Well, there's a lot we don't know. I think there are a lot of things that people are learning over the time, and I think it's going to be worse than we thought it could be. There's some that are hoping it won't be as bad, and if what I'm hearing gets out, it's not going to be very good. I mean, I reported last Sunday a couple of things that I think were new news items. First of all, that John Coppola had been offered some type of financial severance package, which is very peculiar considering the fact that he was forced to resign or be fired. And why would someone who is being forced to resign due to a scandal be offered any type of severance package? And that is a very big question mark, I believe. And the other piece of news that I had in the column was that obviously there's questions about John Hart's involvement, and there are questions about the protection that he may be getting from Terry McGuirk. And the last Monday of the regular season when the Braves were in, I think it was Monday, it was sometime in that four-day period when the Braves were in New York, or three-day period when the Braves were in New York, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, John Hart and Terry McGuirk played golf in New York with the Commissioner of Baseball, Rob Manfred, and there's a lot of questions about that as well. So there were some things that kind of came out in the article I wrote, and others continue to have information that leaks out, and I think there's more. There's a lot more that could come out, and there are other stories that I think will be brought out soon and eventually, and it's not going to look good. I mean, look, the culprit of this main culprit of the wrongdoing of what was organized is John Coccarella. And he obviously has lost his job, and we'll see what the Major League Baseball investigation brings out as far as any punishment for him personally moving forward in Major League Baseball. But the questions that I continue to have is the knowledge and involvement of John Hart. And there was a very big push early on to try to separate John Hart from any of the blame. He's the president of baseball operations. And I've been told by many, and I reported this the other day, that John Hart knew a lot of what was going on and is not innocent of this. In fact, one source that I had told me that he should be looked at as guilty as Coppy, because he allowed Coppy to get away with what happened. Where was the oversight? Where was the leadership? And I think that's a question that needs to continue to be asked.
Yeah, it's like the Rick Pitino situation. You know, it's like this stuff going on at Louisville. He says he didn't know any of it, but he's the one that was running the show. So, you know, where do you draw the line? By the way, is Gordon Blakely, was he taking orders, or is he a big part of this too?
Well, he was involved in it, obviously, and I think it still needs to be determined whether he was taking orders or getting directions from John Hart and John Coppola and simply implementing those orders or what. But the accountability factor is very important. John, you know, it's like you'd like to be, and John Hart supposedly, according to Mark Bowman of MLB.com, is going to be interviewed by MLB investigators sometime this week. I don't know whether it's today or yesterday or tomorrow. That's what Bowman tweeted on Tuesday. And you hope or you expect MLB investigators to ask the question, what did you know and when did you know it, and ask questions about the payments to the international players, ask payments about some of the plane tickets for some of the agents, ask questions about, you know, what financial terms were agreed to and run up the flagpole, how high did it have to go, you know, follow the money like they did in Watergate. And if you didn't know, why not? I think Liberty Media, if there was any ownership presence to this team, David, it would be a very logical question to ask John Hart if his response was that he didn't know anything going on and that he had his head in the sand or just had no knowledge of it. Why didn't you? You're the president of baseball operations. You were supposed to be the mentor to John Coppola, and you had no idea this was going on. I don't buy that. I don't believe that from what I've been told by people who say that he did know what was going on, and even that Terry McGuirk knew some of the things going on. He's the chairman and CEO of this team. So Liberty Media should ask the question of where was the leadership of this organization while this scandal was causing harm. And, you know, Liberty Media should care because, David, the brand of the Atlanta Braves is being damaged by this with every bit of information that's coming out. And I think an ownership should care about the brand. And the once sparkling image of the Atlanta Braves is now tarnished because of the behavior of one general manager and the lack of leadership of other executives who are highly paid, who are in position to try to make sure things like this don't happen. And they did. Well, why? Why did that happen? And I hope those questions are asked.
Do you think this could entice Liberty Media to put the team on the market or at least explore that?
I think it's already being done, Sam, to a certain extent. I think there have been conversations with people. I've already heard that in the last 3 months, that there has been some interest on the part of some people in Atlanta who are very wealthy, who could easily afford the Braves. No, it's not Arthur Blank. And that the discussions have at least taken place. How serious those discussions are, I don't really know. But I think it could maybe speed up the process a little bit, yes.
Bill, great stuff as always. By the way, the fun stuff, who do you like in the Yankees, Astros, and, I mean, I'm still thinking the Dodgers are going to win. They're up 3-1. But next time we talk to you, I guess the World Series will have already started. Who do you think we're going to be talking about?
I said Astros and Dodgers in spring training, so I'm in a way hoping that'll work out just so I'll be right about it. But I tell you, with the Yankees taking a 3-2 lead, I've kind of harken back to the 1981 World Series and the 78 and 77 World Series, which was the first World Series I remember watching as a kid.
Reggie.
Yeah, absolutely. I vaguely remember it, David. I don't know about you, but I vaguely remember Reggie and the candy bar and all that stuff going on. And I kind of want the Yankees and Dodgers. I think that would be a lot of fun. But Astros still have a great chance because Verlander obviously is pitching for them when they get back to Houston. So it's going to be a great two games, or maybe only one game if the Yankees win. But I think it could be a great finish to that series. And I hope the Cubs will make a little bit of a push here. But I think it's going to be tough for them. They may get back to Los Angeles, and the Dodgers may win it in Game 6. But I don't see how the Cubs can win. So Dodgers and you know, like I say, I think it'd be a fun series with New York and Los Angeles, just because it kind of goes back to 36 years ago when it last happened, and of course going back further when the Dodgers and Yankees were involved in World Series back in the 50s, and that might be a lot of fun. But I'm really surprised Houston has kind of just gone to sleep offensively, and just it's surprising to me. I'm really shocked about that.
Well, I'll say this with the Bulldogs on that Dodgers team, that gives a little a little interest here from or a lot of interest here, and you know, it'd be great to see those guys in the World Series. It's hard to believe the Dodgers haven't been in the World Series since '88. That's just insane.
I know. It's remarkable to think about, especially, I mean, even going back to right after they were in the World Series and won it in '88, to think of how many great teams they had there in the early '90s when the Braves beat some of those teams with Strawberry and Butler and Cal Daniels, and it's amazing. But yeah, the Braves kind of put an end to their successful run. I mean, they had the two World Series in the '80s, and they had some success in a couple other division titles, and the Braves kind of put a halt to it real quick.
Cal Daniels. Now, there's a name. Was he from Milledgeville?
He's from Warner Robins.
Warner Robins, okay.
Yeah. Warner Robins, Georgia. And he was on those early 90 teams with Strawberry. I remember watching Strawberry at batting practice. I was in college, got a credential, and went to watch batting practice with Gerald Strawberry, and I'd never seen anybody hit like that in my life. And I don't know if I still have, because with the ease of which he hit the baseball. Matter of fact, this is a weird story, just came to my mind. I was driving to the Georgia-Florida game in 1990, so the first year I was in Athens. I was a junior. Me and my roommate were driving to Waycross, where we were both from, of course, for the Georgia-Florida weekend. And I heard on the radio, I was like out there on the old Macon Highway going towards Greensboro, that Daryl Strawberry had signed with the Dodgers. And I remember telling him, I think I'm going to throw up.
That's great. That's hard to believe. That was 27 years ago.
I know.
Good grief. Bill?
Yeah.
Thanks so much, my man. Always love to talk. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Bill Shanks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.